CNN News Selection number 2. A victim victimized.
I became one of the victims for the first time and experienced how small my voice is.
It's now been 3 years since Shiori Ito says she was raped by a prominent journalist. They met over dinner in Tokyo while Shiori was an intern looking for work. She says the last thing she remembers was going to the bathroom feeling dizzy, then waking up in a strange hotel room. She thinks she was drugged.
I woke up in with this intense pain, and when I woke up, he was on top of me and penetrating, and that's how I found out. And yeah, he was raping me.
Shiori's alleged attacker denied raping her. He was never arrested and the case was dropped. Shiori says prosecutors cited lack of evidence, despite her claim of CCTV footage, witness statements, and DNA supporting her allegations. Statistically, Japan appears to have low rates of sexual assault compared to the US and the UK. However, only 4% of rape victims actually file a report, according to the Cabinet Office of the Central Government. So that number is likely to be much higher.
Part of the problem is Japan's rape law. A prosecutor has to be able to prove that a rape was either the result of force or violence, and the law makes no mention of consent.
And there's a cultural stigma in Japan when it comes to sexual violence and rape. It's rarely, if ever, spoken about, and often the victim feels ashamed or to blame.
Just yesterday, I met with a girl who was raped. She's 19 years old, and immediately after she was raped, she reported to police. And also to the boyfriend, her boyfriend. But boyfriend blamed her.
In addition to the shame culture, Shiori says the systems in place failed her.
They encourage you to not to report. They told me that I won't have the life I wanted in Japan if I do.
And she says the process of reporting rape to the police was traumatizing.
The worst part of investigation was that I had to reenact. I had to lay down on the floor. There were 3-4 male investigators with camera, and they placed this life-size doll on me and have to move and take photo. That was the most humiliating experience that I had.
Japan's rape laws were changed last year. Among other things, it's increased the minimum sentence for rape to 5 years. But many say it's the prosecutions that need to increase. The government told CNN they're now creating one-stop support centers across Japan, where victims of sexual violence can more easily seek help. Shiori says she spoke out to draw attention to her experience and to help others. But ever since going public, she's faced a backlash on social media.
There were many names I've got. Honey trap, prostitute.
Shiori's just visiting Tokyo. She left Japan, fearing for her and her family's safety, having broken Japan's silence on rape.